نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. شكر الحمد لله الله شكر الله سحسان الله باقي واستوفيق ندوي ندى صلاة المغرب بيت با جماعة. And we're hearing again and again in the path of Allah, in everyday ta'aleem, at home, in the masjid, and that 27 times namaz, sawab, if we read in the jamaat, with jamaat. Allah Ba'a give us tawfiq to read the namaz with the jamaat. You must make shukr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzat, fazal, ihsan, karam, without our application, supplication, Allah Rabbul Izzat gave us iman. And we read this kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Such a big ummat, such a valuable ummat, such a noble ummat, noble of ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Pak gave us tawfiq to come, to send us in this ummat. For some reason, Allah Rabbul Izzat send this ummat for some purpose. Allah Rabbul Izzat send us in this dunya to do the work of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the work of Anbiya. Allah give us tawfiq, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah give us this. If anybody who reads every day this kalima 100 times every day, his face will shine as a 14th of moon at the day of judgment. Such a valuable kalima, such a noble kalima. My dear elders, Allah Rabbul Izzat sent us in the dunya to test. There are few questions coming in the qabr, at the hashar. But Allah Ta'ala gave us the answers also. The answers Allah Rabbul Izzat sent us to show us from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything is open. That my makhluk, my this insan, they must come with full success. One success we want, that we must have nice cars, nice building, nice business, nice job. And one success Allah wants. The success for hereafter and this dunya, for everlasting, the success will never to be end. What is the name of success? What's the meaning of success? Success means that when you got something, it never be taken away. In this dunya, we are not claimed that if I got a shop, this shop will be remain to me. This business of millions, or a small business, a tuck shop, whatever it is, it won't be full time forever with us. One day we have to leave. Same thing, my dear elders. Allah wants success. That success will never to be end, and every day the success will go more and more and more. That is in the Qiyamah, at the day of judgment, and then inshallah in Jannah. For that success, Allah Rabbul Izzat sent us in this dunya to get that success. And He gave us some questions to fulfill the question, bring the answers. But how to fulfill that answer? All Anbiya came. And at the end, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he shows us. Our 24 hours of life, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah se hone ka yaqeen, kisi se kuch na hone ka yaqeen. That Allah does, no one can do. That yaqeen must come in my heart. That Allah wants. Allah wants in this heart only Himself. Not you, not even anything. Dunya, no. Family, no. Nothing, only Allah. Yes, the muhabbat of dunya and family is there. But the Allah must be here in our heart. Allah, how Allah will come when we talk about Allah. We talk about Allah 24 hours. And 25 times we must give dawah to our friends, our family, our relatives. Yeah, Allah is great. Allah made this dunya. Allah bring this breeze, sometimes hot, sometimes cold. And Allah make this sand. Allah knows each and everything. From other, the day this dunya Allah Pak made till now, Allah knows how many drops of rain came in this world. Maybe dunya people, they don't have the calculation, the numbers of that drops of rain. But Allah knows. And each drop of rain, one farishta, one malaika came. And the malaika is so many. Allah got one system. That one malaika, every day malaika, they comes and they do the tawaf. And the tawaf, when one malaika did the tawaf, go away, they never come back. They got no chance to come back again. So many malaika. Allah got so much this we can't imagine. That whole world, the water of sea or river or on the mountains, the snow, all water. Or what is in the sky, what in the mountain, in the cloud. All water we must, if we can bring in one pot. Allah Pak got so much big farms. In that farm, Allah Rabbul Izzah is such a big animal that if we put that all water of this world put on the head of this one animal, the water won't come out from the head. So such a big head, to such a big animal. And how many animals Allah knows? And how many farms Allah knows? Allah ki charaga ke andar aise janwar maujood hai. In the charaga, charaga means farms. Allah got such a big animal that whole world, the water of whole world put on the head, it will never come down from anywhere. So my dear elders, Allah ki badai hamare dilo mein aa jaye. That Allah's great must come in my heart. Allah can do anything. Allah made this time. Allah gave us time, is the big ni'mat. The time is gone today, Maghrib, it will never come back. If we give whole world, the Maghrib will never come back. So now the time is very valuable. Allah give us the kalima. Allah give us this time. One day if we got another day to make the jannat. So our elder says, don't waste time. Time is very, very valuable. The day of day in the jannat we will come to know what's the value of this dunya or the time of this dunya that Allah gave us for free. Allah gave us this time for free. This is what a valuable time. We just passing the time. There is no word passing the time. You know, in elders, we know that when sometimes we're sitting and we talk each other and we say, no, we were just passing time. There is no word passing for deen, for Muslim. We must make the time. That tomorrow in the Jannat, a man in the Jannat is having his good time. Everything is there. So he will hear nice music and cool breeze and nice perfume, that fragrance will come. So he will ask his al-khuddam, or the workers, or the ghilman, or the hoors, that from where this breeze coming, where this music coming, where this fragrance coming. They said, from top of your jannat, one level high. So acha, what he did, usne kya kiya? What he did that I am getting such a good things? They will say, he just made his, when he was sleeping, he just turned himself one side to other side. So acha, what a good amal he did in dunya, that because of this, just one karwat means one move from when he was sleeping, he moved one time, he moved, I got so much. They said, no, he said only one time more than subhanallah than you. So what a jannat he will get. What a jannat he will get who says one time subhanallah than more than us. So what does it mean? The time of this dunya, the time of this, that we passing all the time, is not to pass, is to make. Either we making or we breaking. Either we making or we breaking. So Allah Pak gave us the kalima, and Allah Pak gave us the ummati, as the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Pak gave us time to make, not to break. We got everything. Now this is on us, how we spending our time. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Why our elder says read every day and call towards Allah to make our iman strong. اللہ سے ہوتا ہے, اللہ کے غیر سے نہیں ہوتا. اللہ کین ڈو, نو ون کین ڈو نتھنگ. ہول ورلڈ بیکم ون سائڈ اینڈ دے وانٹ ٹو گیو سم تھنگ ٹو اس اور بینیفٹ ٹو اس. اف اللہ ڈونٹ وانٹ دے کان ڈو. اف ہول ورلڈ وانٹ ٹو گیو اس ہارم بٹ اللہ ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو ڈو دا ہارم, دے کان ڈو. بیکاز ایوری تھنگ از دا ہینڈ آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہم اجمعین انڈرسٹوڈ دس, یہ اللہ سے ہوتا ہے. اللہ کین ڈو, نو ون کین ڈو. اینڈ اور سکسیز لائز اونلی ان دا لائف آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دا 24 آورز آف مائی لائف, فرام مارننگ ٹل ایوننگ, فرام مارننگ ٹل سلیپنگ, فرام سلیپنگ ٹل مارننگ اگین وی اویک, ہول لائف 24 آورز آف مائی لائف ول بیکم دا کاپی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Then we making our time. If I am doing something opposite of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that time we wasting, that time we not making. So Allah gave us time, very valuable, to spend this time correctly. Hazrat Sheikhul Hadith Hazrat Maulana Zakaria Sahib rahmatullah alayh, I read that when he goes to from madrasa, when he goes to railway station to welcome some big elders, he takes his book with him, and by the time he waiting for the train, he writes his book, he write his hadith. He never wasted one time, not one second. So my dear elders, this our time is very valuable. How to make this time correctly? We have to bring our life as a pattern of Rasulullah sallam, the beautiful life of Rasulullah. And how that life must come to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, Allah ki chahat pe hamari zindagi a jaye. What Allah wish from me now? What Allah wants from me now? Allah's chahat. The man who works in the shop, there are 5 workers. One boss, he is sitting in the till. He can see that who is obeying me. And he like that man, that worker. When he see his boss, he knows what my boss wants from me. Means, Allah, mera boss mujhse kya chahta hai? What my boss wants from me now? Same thing, my dear elders. What Allah wants from me now? Allah mere se kya chahta hai? When I say Allahu Akbar, what Allah wants from me? Allah is. If first thing that I am looking at Allah, I'm watching Allah. If we can't do, we can think that Allah is watching at me. Allah is watching at me. If we this will come, inshallah, our namaz will become strong. Hamari namaz aisi ho jaye jaise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam padha karte the. How Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the namaz, our namaz will become like that. For that we have to make an effort. For to make that effort, we have to make our iman strong. And iman will become strong with the da'wat. Dawat minimum 25 times a day with all our friends, our relatives, our family members. We must give dawat. What is dawat? To say, to tell greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nabi, he asked, Ya Allah, I want to become your beloved. I want to become your beloved. Main aapka mehboob banna chahta hoon. Allah Pak replied, go in my makhlooq and talk about my greatness, you will become my beloved. Meri makhlooq mein ja ke meri badai ko bayan karo, tum mere mehboob ban jaoge. To become Allah's mehboob, to become Allah's love, become the love of Allah must come in my heart. I must talk about Allah. Allah made this world, this sky, such a beautiful sky. Every day we see, from last 50 years, 40 years, the day I born, I see this sky, I never get tired. Why? Because it's a beautiful. Nothing wrong in it. No discrepancy, no faults, without pillar standing there. Every day we see, every day out of our house, one tree is there, we see, every day it looks beautiful. The land we see is beautiful. Everything what Allah made is 100% perfect. And what we make, the car, when we make, then what happened after a few years? We say, no, the color is not right now. Change the car. The car is old. Allah made this world not old. Every day is same thing, same beauty is there. This cloud, who made? Allah. Who runs this cloud from this side, from east to west, and west to east, and south to north, north to south? Who takes this cloud? Allah. And how many millions of liters inside the cloud? Allah. And every time when we see his different design, that design will never come till Qiyamah. What a designer, Allah Rabbul Izzat. What a design. Every time we see this air, we see from here to sky, the cloud is different designs. Who made the design? Allah. He's the best architecture. He's the best accountant. He knows till from the day one of this world till now how many people came in this world. So many billions of people came and were gone. And we don't know how many coming. They all got the different thumb. They got the different voice. They got the different nose. They've got the different eyes. They got the different voice. Who made this? Allah. In the khazana of Allah, nothing less. He never made an elan, an announcement. Don't make baby now for 1 year. I got a short story, something in my workshop I'm still making. No. Everything is there. Who runs this whole world? Only Allah. He don't want any minister. He don't want to ask anyone. No advisors. He made everything without anything. He made it. When we make anything, we bring some few things and then we made something. Allah doesn't need anything to make. That's Allah. There's Allah's love. The greatness of Allah must come in my heart. Ye mere dil ke andar aa jaye. Ye Allah banane wale hai. That Allah did everything. Allah made everything. The love of Allah must come in my heart. Allah wants that we must love Allah. Allah wants that if my banda when come, the love of mine must be in his heart. At the time of mort, the more we talk in this world, that thing will come at the time of mort. If the love of dunya will be there, the problem is a problem. In Mumbai they said, in olden days, when from China, not China, from German and Japan, they're ruling in a business, in the things they manufacture, it goes throughout the world. So in India, the crockery comes from German and Japan. So one boy, one man, every day he out of the shop in India, they call the people to the shop, cup saucer ek ana. Cup saucer ek ana. 1 ana you save 10 cents or 5 cents, whatever it is. He said, cup saucer for 10 cents. Ek ana, a cup saucer, ek ana, cup and saucer, 1 ana. Every day, whole day, he's just screaming, calling people. And then, all of a sudden, he gets sick and it's time of mort him. So people trying to tell him to read the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. But he's still saying, cup saucers, 4 ana, cup saucers, 1 ana, cup saucers, 1 ana, and he passed away. So the more we talk, the things will come at the time of mort. So we must talk about Allah all the time. Allah banane wale, Allah is a maker. Allah can make and break also. Iska yaqeen, that yaqeen must come in my heart, in my whole body. Who gives me power to see? Allah. Who put the noor in my ear, my eyes? Allah. Who put the power to hear? Allah. Who gives us intellectual, we got the brain to think? Allah. Who run my stomach? Allah. How I digest my food? Who did? Allah. There are 2 pipes in our neck. One is for breathe and one for food. If the morsel will go in the other pipe of the breathe pipe, we will die. Who put in that pipe? In the food pipe, Allah. The farishta is there, the malaika is there. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, what must I do? Must I put this morsel in the right pipe or the wrong pipe? And what must his, when he digests, must he will get sick or he'll get healthy? Who does this? We sleeping, my factory of my stomach is running. I'm digesting my own food. I don't know. Some blood coming, some stool coming, some vitamins coming. Who made this? Who does this? Allah, not me. This nails is grown is a family of the bones. Some bones are very hard, like our other bones, and this is very light bones. Every week we cut it. If this whole body bones start growing, what will happen? Where we gonna finish? The sky. Allah make a beautiful body. Who does this? Allah. The hair. Who made this? Allah. How many hairs? We don't know. No one can count it till now. Only Allah knows. My dear elders, that Allah's power must come in my heart. Allah karte hain. He can do, no one can do. He made us for Him only. Allah ko razi karke jana hai. Allah must become pleased to me. Our elder says, Husnul Khatima. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Husnul Khatima. One day I was small, one of the elder, I asked him, what is Husnul Khatima? You always say, you people say, ask Husnul Khatima. He said, the time of mort we must read Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is Husnul Khatima. Allah become pleased to us. Uske liye mehnat hai. For that we have to make an effort. That effort is what effort? The effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the effort to make our iman strong. That is da'wat. Da'wat is the first thing. Wherever the sahaba goes, Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them. Wherever they go, first they give da'wat. You become like us. Kunu mislana. Wherever sahaba goes, they said, Kunu mislana. Be like us. We can't say anyone. We are here over 100 years. Can we go and tell anyone that be like us? No, because we are not. We say Alhamdulillah, we Muslims. Shukr Alhamdulillah. But that kind of iman, that kind of mu'min, we are not. How can we say anyone be like us? To be that kind of mu'min, we have to give da'wat. Call other people towards Allah. Tell other people towards Allah. Very easy. To talk about Allah is one of the easiest thing. In the shop, in the workplace, shop place, wherever we are. If Muslim or non-Muslim, if we see, if we ask that, look, this tree is such a beautiful tree. He says, yes. Who made this? If he's not Muslim, he will say, God. This is da'wat for him. We're talking about Allah's greatness. If you see, they look such a beautiful, this brown tree. That is light yellow tree. That got a big leaf. That is a small leaf. And the one leaf got the different designs. Who made this? You will see us. You will say, God. If you're Muslim, you say, Allah. This is da'wat. It's easy. Allah ki baat, Allah ki badai bayan karna sabse asaan hai. To call towards Allah, to talk about Allah is one of the easiest way, easiest thing to do. But we are not doing. Allah make us maaf. Make niyat, inshallah. Every day we must talk about Allah minimum 25 times. Minimum. We must give da'wat to Allah, towards Allah, to everyone, to our family, to our wife, after children, after brothers, after sisters. Everyone must give da'wat. Allah ki badai bayan karni. Easy. We can show our body. Allah made us such a beautiful body. Everything is working. One brain, one vein is, if don't work, what will happen? He gonna become mad. We went one place in Karachi. Multi-millionaires, they got a big factories, mills. We gave them da'wat, a few satis. When we were coming out, they stood, we stood, we had start shaking hands. The last man I shook the hand, he got the branded clothes. Smart, tall, nice hair. So when he shook hands with me, I felt that he is not 100%. When he came out, when he sat in the car, I spoke to that local sati, that the last man, there are four brothers, the last one, it looks, he's not 100%. He said, you correct. You correct. He got only one vein is not working. Because of that, whole day he just sits. He can't think. Brothers, whatever they do, he do. So people, men, they got millions, but can't get their full health. Hospital, if money can buy the health, Money can buy the health, the all hospitals, only poor people, no rich people. Money can't buy health. It's from Allah. We think if we got the money, we pay to the doctor, we pay to the hospital and everything is done. No, my dear, this. All kind of people in hospital. All kind of people in everywhere. Health is in the hand of Allah. Power is in the hand of Allah. Allah does. That must come in my heart. That how it will come, I must give da'wah towards Allah. Allah ki badai hamare dilon ke andar baith jaye. It must sit in my heart. Allah can do, no one can do. And what Allah wants, that all my amar, the order of Allah, chahat of Allah, Allah ki chahat pe meri zindagi a jaye. That Allah's chahat, what Allah wants from me, my life must come on that. But how can I fulfill that Allah's amr, Allah's order, Allah's chahat on the life of Rasulullah, the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah rejected all life, all ways, all the different kind of whatever people showing the life. Allah rejected, only He loves the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And easy. The beautiful life of Rasulullah ﷺ, everlasting, you know, sukoon, itminan, rahat, chain, tranquility, everything in the life of Rasulullah ﷺ. It's a natural life. Now the people are asking and saying the life of, they're getting that Rasulullah ﷺ life was the close to nature. It's a natural life. Now they said, no, to sleep on the right hand side is a much good for the health. To sit toilet like Rasulullah ﷺ, what how he said, is a better for the digestion system. To sit when our Rasulullah ﷺ showed is the best, when we eat, that's the best way to eat. Now they're realizing the life of that 1450 years before Rasulullah ﷺ, what thought, that's 100% correct. Because he is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we follow the life of Rasulullah ﷺ, our both life, this life and the next life, the time of maut, we have to go through that maut. Sakaratul maut. Sakarat will come to each and every one to us. If we made an effort on this, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, we call other people towards Allah. We call other people towards the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the love of Rasulullah sallam, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come at the time of what Allah Pak will remind us to read the kalima. Hazrat Maulana Ilamul Hasan sahab, Hazrat Maulana Ihsanul Haq sahab, Damat Barkatum from Raivin, before every night he used to read Hayatul Sahaba after Isha in Raivin. Every night. Now he's sick, very sick, old. So every night when we sit in his, so he made dua. Ajeeb dua. He said, first I will tell in Urdu, then I will translate it. He said, Ya Allah, tu hame un manhoos insano mein shamil na farma, jo is dunya mein to musalman kehla hai, Abdul Hakim or Muhammad Akhtar or Muhammad, whatever Ahmad or Adil or whatever. Musliman kehlaen, marte hi unka naam kafiron mein shumar ho jaye. Allah hifazat farmaye. He said that, Ya Allah, don't put an on those unlucky people. Manhoos is unlucky. We can say that Urdu is vast language. English we can say unlucky people. Who are the Muslim in this world and they staying in the Muslim people and the name is Muslim. Abdul Rahim or Abdul Hakim or Muhammad Adil or Muhammad Sayyid or whatever it is. But at the time of maut, then he will become kafir. And his name will come in the register of non-Muslims. Why? Because his life, he spent his life what he wants. Allah unme shamil na farma. Allah don't put us on those people. My dear, this is very dangerous. We think we are Muslim, finish. Now Jannat is mine. One of our friends, he says, we can't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Urdu they said, do wak ki roti. The two times of bread we can't get from two nafil. How can we say that I can get whole Jannat with two nafil? Our iman, our namaz is so weak. To make that iman, we have to make an effort. Allah ki badai hamare dilon mein aa jaye, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must come in my heart. My dear elders, for that we have to make an effort and we have to give da'wat every day. Every day we must give da'wat, we must talk about Allah. And our kamiyabi, our success on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it must come in my heart. From morning when I woke up, I must read the what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read, what he taught us. Same thing I must do by whole amal of whole day become jannat. It will take me to jannat. And the time of maut, if I got the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi, I got the love of Allah, and my life is according to how Allah wants, the time of maut, the kalma will come. Abu Zuruk was passing in the Tatar in Baghdad. Tataris, when they conquer whole of Iraq, so one Buzruk was there, he was passing. So the prince of Tatar like, they conquered, they came from Mongolia, they're Mongolians. They came and they conquered whole Iraq. So he had a dog. He came out in the morning with his dog in the park. So the Hazrat, one Buzruk was passing. So he mocked him. "Hey, come here. You good or my dog is good? You are better or my dog is better?" He was Allah Allah. He said, "If I time of maut I read the kalima, I am better. If I don't read kalima, your dog is better." So my dear elders, don't say I am 100% now everything is mine. We have to make an effort. That kind of buzruk is a wali Allah, I forget his name. He is not 100%. Agar meri maut kalme pe aa gayi to main behtar, aur kalme pe nahi aayi to kutta behtar. If my maut will come at the time of maut with kalima, I am best, I am better. If my maut won't come on the kalima, then your dog is better. One of our doctor, his elder, he passed away, Allah make his maghfirat. He was in one hospital. He said, "I observe of 100, Pakistan is 100% Muslims, nearly." He said, "Out of 100 at the time of maut, I observe out of 100 only 3 people can read the kalima. Whole Muslims, all Muslims are dying, but we don't know who is reading kalima or not." So don't, this is not a sit with peace. I did my thing. No, my dear elders, time of maut is coming, we have to prepare before maut. Aqalman insan wo hai jo marne se pehle marne ki tayyari karve. Clever insan, clever man is that who makes the preparation before his death. What is preparation? What is preparation? Allah, pleased to Allah. He must bring his life on the order of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's my goal. For that Allah Rabbul Izzah send me in this dunya. This is my work. I have to do this work. What work? To call towards Allah. Allah ki taraf bulana. Allah Rabbul Izzat send us in this dunya to do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This ummat Allah sent. Ye ummat mabus. This ummat is mabus. Mabus means being sent. And we are here to work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the soldiers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seriously, straight away. If I love my father, I have to run his shop. I have to run his farm, I have to run his factory, I have to run, if he passed away, I have to look after his family, he's my family. Same thing, my dear elders, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can I claim that I don't want to work of Rasulullah sallallahu? I have to work Rasulullah sallallahu. I love him. Main Madine wale ka chahne wala hun. I love Rasulullah sallallahu. So mere upar zimmedari, this is my responsibility to do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu. Our elder says, "Ye kaam sabse pehle hai." This work is top of all other works. What? To call towards Allah. Call towards Akhirah. To call towards the Rasulullah sallam life. Ye iske liye Allah ne hame bheja hai. For that Allah Rabbul Izzah sent us in this dunya. Very short life. If you ask anyone like me, 70 years, gone just like that. Just check ourselves. Some 50, 30, 40, 50, 60, all gone. You say, "Where is gone?" I don't know. It's just gone. At the same time, the maut will come. We don't know who is tomorrow will be here. That other day, one Sati, he said, in Pakistan, one man, you know, they announce in the masjid, if somebody pass away in a village, one man came and he made an announcement that so and so Muslim brother passed away and his janazah after Asr. The Jamaat was there. They heard that the time of janazah, two janazah came. So one Sati asked, who is the second one? Is the second one is dead who made an announcement? Maut ka kuch pata nahi. There is, we don't know when our maut is coming. Our ticket is already cut. We know, we don't know time just to get the boarding pass. Just waiting for to get the boarding pass. My dear elders, we are going every day, every moment. We don't know what time we're going. What time we're leaving? We think we run the shop. We went to one shop. We give him dawah. He said, I'm very busy. I can't come out from the shop. After 1 month or 2 months, again we went to his shop. Now he said, he's not here. Where is he? He got the other shop. Now we got to run two shops. Before he got no time to come out from the shop, very busy. Now we got time to run another shop also. That is called love of dunya. That a tank, full of water. If you put 10 taps, how much water will come? If it is 50 liter, 50 liter will come. If you put one tap, 50 liter will come. We thinking if I got 10 shops or 5 shops, I will earn more. It is crazy. What is in taqdeer? It will come. What is taqdeer? It will come. This is our thought that the more shops, the more money will come. The more I work, the more money will come. No, my dear elders. What is in taqdeer? We went to Eastern Cape a few years back. Last year or maybe before that. We went so many of our foreigners, satis. They said, we earned so much money, all are gone. To make the papers. Or some health issue. Or something else. Making effort and money is gone. So Allah chahta hai usko paas rehta hai. What Allah wants, Allah can do that. So Allah ki chahat pe hamari zindagi aa jaye. Our chahat, Allah's chahat, what Allah wants from me, I must come on that. And Allah's what chahat, what Allah wants, I must fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah. That life must come in my life. So my salah will come as Allah wants. When I say Allahu Akbar, what our elder says, when you say Allahu Akbar, my hand are gone with my ears, the back, whole world must go back. Only Allah, I'm standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before Allah. And He's watching at me. And we say Alhamdulillah, Allah give answer. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah give answer. For 7 ayat, Allah give answer. If I'm not there, Allah Pak say, look, I'm here. What you want, my banda? Allah asks 3 times. But I am not there. Allah says, all right, leave him. Allah is not there. That how Maulana Bhai Manan was saying after Asr, that every amal of namaz in ruku or in sijda or in qiyam, minimum Hazrat Ilyas of Rahmatullah Alayhi's Malfuzat, he quoted that Allah must come 3 times. Allah must come in ruku 3 times, in qiyam 3 times, in sajda 3 times, in the tayyat 3 times. Then inshallah, we hope Allah will accept our salah. But Allah Pak made us maaf. We don't know what Allah read in Maghrib. Because we are not there. I am there, but I am not there. I am there, but I am not there. Well, Imam Sahib says, Allahu Akbar, I am Allahu Akbar, but I am in the world. One of my friends says, it can no cost to go to Russia. No cost to go to America. No cost to go to past. 20 years back. Not 1 cent. Because I am not there. Now Imam Sahib going for ruku, I am going. Sajda, I am going. So my namaz must come right. Allah is looking at me. Allah is looking at me. Allah asking what you want. To meet a counselor or to meet a minister, we have to go and ask for permission. They will give us time. All right, after 1 month, such and such a date, such and such a time, only 30 minutes you got. 9 to 9:30. After 2 months, he tells everyone, hey, I have to go and see, and all my problems I have to tell him to solve the problems. At the time, one day before he make himself everything ready, coat, pants, shirt, whatever, shoes, everything is right, he goes 30 minutes before. 9:30, they call him. He went there, the minister or president, whoever it is there, he's there. Then they ask him, yes, for what you came? Now he's looking here, he's looking there, such a nice fanus, such a nice lights, such a nice sofas, such a nice carpet. He's asking again, bhai, brother, you came here to meet me. Where are you? But I'm not there. That's how our namaz is. Allah is asking, what do you want, my banda? But I'm not there. So my concentration, how it will come? I have to read my salah again and again in nafil, in tahajjud, awabin, ishraq, chast, tahajjud, long rakat, and full Allah ki dhyan ke saath, with full of concentration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after every namaz, Haji Abdul Wahab sahab says, har faraz namaz ke baad ek dua qubool hoti hai. After every faraz namaz, one dua must accept it. Allah say, mango, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, make my this problem solve. Ya Allah, now what to ask? They said, if anybody says, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, 3 times. Allah says, yes, ab kya mante ho, I will give you. Whatever you want, I will give you. Amna Allah ki badai bayan kar di. We spoke about Allah's greatness. And Allah says, what you want? Then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With yaqeen, Allah will give me. Allah will listen. Allah is listening to me. Allah will solve my problem. After every namaz, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What? The first is, Haji sahab says, apne aap ko qubool karao. Apne aap ko qubool karao. Ask Allah, Allah accept me for the work of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're not asking. We're supposed to ask every day. After every salah. Allah, apne aap ko qubool karao. Ask Allah, Allah accept me. And ask each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah accept each and everyone. Ye hamara kaam hai. This is our work, our zimmedari, our responsibility. To do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our responsibility. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba, they were from Hijaz al-Muqaddas, Arabian Peninsula. But they left Madinah Munawwara, Makkah Mukarramah, the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they left. And they came through, they went throughout the world. For what? That how we will get the hidayah. The people must save from Jahannam. They know this is the work of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my work. It's so hard for them. The sahaba says that sometimes the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in our heart, we ran to Madinah Munawwara. Sometimes they work in the farm, far. They come and they see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they get, we got sabr. When we see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we got sabr. And then we go home for our work again. So my dear elders, but that the condition, that the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heart, and the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there, but they left Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how we got the hidayah. If we see throughout the world, in India also, Qubur of Sahaba Karam, Tabi'in, Tabi'in is there. Why they came? That's how we get the hidayah. If they won't come, they won't leave Madinah Munawwara. There's no 50,000 namaz. And at the front, Rasulullah Sallam is performing and I'm behind. I will get so much reward. If they just took it that one and they won't come, then what will happen to us? Do we get the hidayah? We get the African people hidayah? No. They left Rasulullah sallam. They left the 50,000 reward of Masjid Nabawi. They went throughout the world. That this is more important, to go throughout the world to call other people towards Allah. This is my job. hum mabooz hue, we are mabooz, we are this ummat being sent. Ajit sahab says, ajeeb, that agar maine apne aap ko tajir samjha, maine apne aap ko lawyer samjha, maine apne aap ko doctor samjha, maine apni haisiyat gira di. If I become, I think, no, I am a lawyer, I am a doctor, I am a big businessman, I am farmer, I am a trader. He make himself lower. Actually, Allah ne usko nabi ke kaam ke liye bheja hai. Allah Rabbul Izzah send him to do the work of Rasulullah Sallam. He made himself lawyer, low. Hum to nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke kaam wale. We are the workers of Rasulullah Sallam. We have to do the work of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A man become big surgeon. And now what is work? What is the, he has to do? Go to hospital. Do the operations. People will get the cure. But after they got the degree, everything, where is he? He's on the road. And he starts sweeping. People will say, you are a doctor, you are a surgeon. You learn this thing, so many years you spent to learn this thing. Go in a hospital. Do the operations. He said, no, I like to sleep on the road. So what he did, he put himself lower. Same what we doing nowadays. Allah Rabbul Izzah sent this dunya to do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we says, no, I am a shopkeeper. I am a lawyer. I am a doctor. Yeah, we are there, but that is second. First, we are the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must be a good lawyer. We must be a good doctor. We must be a good shopkeeper. But first, I am the worker of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That for that Allah Rabbul Izzat sent me in this dunya. This is the work to do for myself. And I call other people towards that. Because we forgot the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For what Allah Rabbul Izzat sent us. We think only namaz, hajj, roza, zakat is ibadat. No, my dears, 100% that is ibadat. But with that, to call other peoples, that is da'wat. To steadfast on that, we have to give da'wat. Ibadat mein jaan maarni hai, ibadat ke andar aage badhna hai, daawat deni padegi. Daawat is like ummul hasanat, mother of all good deeds. If there is no mother, no good deeds. For that, my dear elders, we have to give daawat towards Allah. Day and night, the people, sahaba karam, they did the daawat. In Peshawar, in Pakistan, there are 65 qubur of sahabi and tabi'in. Allah take us there, we will see inshallah. 65 qubur. They came from where? Hijaz al-Muqaddas. How they came? No Emirates Airlines, no Ethiopian Airlines, no Qatar Airlines. They came by donkey, by camel, by horse. And they give da'wat. And after that, those days, the king was a Hindu. They fought with him. And they martyred. But because of that qurbani, whole area is Muslim now. And all in right tracks. And they are going that, all this Peshawar people, the Pathan people, throughout the world, they're walking in the path of Allah 1 year, 1.5 years. They're strong Muslims. It's qurbani, da'wat with qurbani. One, you know, with this deen, qurbani is shart, lazim. Kya kahenge shart ko? Lazim. Ji? Yes. This work, the work of Rasulullah Sallam, the condition of qurbani is 100%. We have to go in the path of Allah with qurbani. Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, tumhare intizami children se hidayat nahi, batil nahi tutega. With your intizami, my things are right, my shop is right, my family is right, I got so much money, I gave my family everything. Hidayat, the batil won't break. Wo to qurbani se tutega. That will break with qurbani, with sacrifice. If we want hidayat throughout the world, we have to give qurbani. If I come for 40 days and I'm giving 40 days from the last 20 years. But I'm not coming up. I'm not going 4 months a year. That is not Qurbani. That is my intizam is there. My timetable is there. June I'm going in Jamaat. Finish. But after 20 years, sometimes something came, I laid my chilla. That is not Qurbani. Qurbani is that, 40 days must come after a few years or 4 months. That is Sahaba Karam Tartib. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu says that every year we go for 4 months. Once I went, that was the longest time, it was nearly 6 months, 5 months and few days. One area. Each and every Sahabi, they went for 4 months. How we can't go? We can go too. First we have to make ourselves ready 100%. That Ya Allah, accept me. That how Haji Sahib says, after every namaz we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, accept me for the work of deen. Allah mujhe qubool farma. We, Allah make us maaf. Hum is baat ko kehte hue darte hain ke kahin qubool na ho jaye. We are frightened to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that accept me after every namaz, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me. That Allah will accept, then what will happen? That's our condition. Allah make us maaf. Allah se mange. Allah will, Allah mujhe afiyat ke saath qubool farma. Allah accept me with afiyat. After every salah we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qurbani is that we come 4 months to 2 months, 2 months to four, chilla to 2 months, 2 months to 4 months a year. Then 6 months. Sometimes, you know, in Raven before, so old man like me came, stood, when Tashkil was made, they said, who is ready for whole life? A man like me stood up, he said, I'm ready for whole life. He said, you finish your whole life, now you're saying whole life? Like fast. A young man say, yes, I'm ready for whole life. Like me, old man, what is left over? Ya Allah, accept me. The old man is not ready to give. Something left. Maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, nothing maybe. Allah ke liye dena jaye. We must give. Ajeeb. Someone asked us, Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, everything is done from you. How it possible? Whatever he asks, Allah Pak give. 500 visitors come, they all will get the food. They all got on the sarkhan. So how it happened? He said, sab kuch laga do, dekho fir kya hota hai. Give everyone, everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will see what will happen. Then Allah Pak will open his khazana. Actually we got no yaqeen of khazana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah karne wale hai. Whatever Allah gave me, I must give. The time is Allah. Time, who gave us this time? Allah. Who gave us this wealth? Allah. Who gave this health? Allah. Where to use? We give to Allah. This tijarat, they call it tijarat. This is business. Give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see what Allah does for us. Allah is ghayur. Allah ghayrat wale. Allah is ghayur. Allah won't keep it. Allah don't want from us. Allah just want to see how much he is going to do. My banda, how much he is doing. Then Allah give. First we do. That Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, everybody ask, when he get all the problems, they eat beating and everything. So they said, where is your Allah? Bujal and whoever they give, you know, giving trouble to him, beating him, and put the big rocks on his chest. Call your Rabb, your Allah. Why is not helping you? He said, Allah is watching me. Allah is checking me. I am 100% or not. So my dear elders, Allah ko dekh ke apni jaan ko dena aa jaye, apne maal ko dena aa jaye, apne waqt ko dena aa jaye. To see Allah and give our time, our health, our wealth. Towards Allah. Allah ko do. To do, give Allah. Then you will see what Allah is giving us. We're not giving and Allah says, Ya Allah, mera kaam kar de. Give Allah. Whatever we got, give everything. Short life. 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Khalas. Then what will happen in the qabr? We have to make that preparation for the death, for the qabr, the question in the qabr. Questions at the day of judgment, and there is a pul sirat. All answers is here. We have to make preparation here now. This is our time to make preparation ourselves. द मो वी गिव दावत द मो यकीन विल कम इन आवर हार्ट. मैं सबसे पहले बनू, आई एम द फर्स्ट वन टू मेड माई सेल्फ. आई एम हियरिंग, आई एम टॉकिंग, आई एम लिसनिंग, आई एम थिंकिंग, आई एम वॉचिंग. दैट यकीन वॉट आई एम गिविंग दावत मस्ट कम इन माई हार्ट फर्स्ट. आई एम द मोस्ट जरूरतमंद, आई एम द मोस्ट नीडी. मैं सब मुझे जरूरत है. फॉर दैट आई एम गिविंग दावत. द मो आई विल गिव दावत द मो ईमान विल कम, द मो यकीन विल कम टू मी. That what I need. At the time of maut, Allah Pak will remind us the kalima. Miswak, the benefit of miswak. The time of maut, Allah Pak will remind us the kalima. If we made this miswak our habit before our wuzu, before our bath, if we use this miswak, what will happen? Allah Pak will, at the time of maut, will read the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That's what we need. If anybody who read this kalima, uska kaam ho gaya, he's done. He got the success. For that, alhamdulillah, very short our akabrin made and timetable for us. That 4 months in lifetime. And who gave 4 months a lifetime, after a few years, they must come for 4 months a year. And they said, you must give dawah for 4 months a year. You must call towards 4 months a year. 4 months a lifetime. The first time of 4 months a lifetime. All ulama, 1 year. Not less than 1 year. There is no 4 months for ulama. There is 1 year for ulama. 1 year. That's our elder says, ek saal ki baat chalao. Talk about 1 year, not for 4 months. For ulama. For us like me, alright, 4 months a year. Four months a lifetime. Then come for 4 months a year. Then every year minimum 40 days. That minimum I'm saying. 2 months very good. 4 months very good. And 3 days a month. Or 10 days a month. He said, apni qurbani badhao, increase your qurbani. Come to the 10 days a month. 2.5 hours every day in the masjid. 2 8-hour hours in a masjid. To give the masjid. Abad. 2 gush, 1 in, 1 out. 2 talim, 1 in, 1 at masjid, 1 at home. And daily mashwara. What is mashwara? We talking about mashwara, that this man we met, this man we went, tomorrow these people to meet, this is our mashwara. It's not mashwara. It's not mashwara. This is intizami mashwara. Mashwara is that to think whole world. How to send the jamaat whole world. Who can make an effort and we can send him towards to that country, to Brazil, to Spain, to Portugal, to Pakistan, to Indonesia. That we must think our few satis must sit in the masjid. That is mashwara. We just say, alright, 5 minutes time, mashwara, khalas. But that is not mashwara, that is intizami mashwara. Mashwara is to sit satis and think, we hum ummat, sare alam ke ummat. We have to think about the whole world. The 5 amal, that's what I said. Hazrat Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, in 5 amalo ke piche sari dunya ki aqwame alam ki hidayat chupi hui hai. In 5 amal, one is every day kitab talim in masjid at home, the 2 talims. 2 gush, one in the masjid, our maqami gush, our in gush, and 1 out gush. One every day 2.5 hours and mashwara and 3 days a month. So everybody who is ready for that, inshallah.
All of us has come by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. Allah Ta'ala has seen something in our hearts. So let's make intention, inshallah, to spend 4 months in the path of Allah Ta'ala at the first opportunity. So let's make intention, inshallah. Warabai, mashallah, kabul, inshallah. Couple of make intention, inshallah. 4 months cash, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, Allah make easy. Let us make our intentions, brothers. Allah Ta'ala has brought us. We have not come by our own will. Allah Ta'ala has brought us. Allah Ta'ala has seen some good in us. Allah Ta'ala has seen some khair, some goodness in us. Allah Ta'ala has brought us. So let us make intention. Allah Ta'ala will make, as Haji Sahib said, Allah will open the way for us. Adnan Kaji, inshallah. 4 months. Adnan Kaji. Oh, restful. Allah Ta'ala has brought us, Allah has seen some khair, some goodness in us, Allah has selected us, Allah Ta'ala has chosen us, Allah has brought us for His deen. So let us make intention, we'll make intention, somebody else will see us, they'll get himmat. This work is a work of encouragement. Haji Bhai Paja, after you say, Tabligh means Targheeb. All the time we give encouragement. That's Tabligh. All the time we give encouragement. We encourage people. Spend more and more time in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So let us make intention, inshallah. The year has just begun. Now it's almost 4 months over. We have, mashallah, Hafiz Ahmed. Ahmed Parakji. We give our names, inshallah, and from which locality we are, inshallah. So we are again and again from our elders, Mawla Ilyas, people ask, what do you want from these people of Tabligh? They say, you want, they must give their life for deen. So this is a start, going out in the part of Allah, 4 months in the part of Allah, learning the work, learning our object of life. One person stands up, we go out, others get encouraged. The system of Allah is such. Let's make intention, inshallah. Who is there, inshallah? Let's make our intentions. Again and again we make intention. The time of acceptance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to put ourselves forward. Come forward and Allah ta'ala will take us forward. Those masjids, those localities, as Haji Sahib said, from the masjid the work starts. Jamaat, the persons get ready. When the masjid ward is strong, then inshallah the locality will produce. The farmer makes effort on the field, then the harvest time comes. Allah Ta'ala makes it such. So it is barbar in our localities, daily effort. Allah Ta'ala will bring the people up. Any masjids can say also they have jamaat ready for 4 months. Any masjids are making fikr on that line. The first takaza is 4 months India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, to spend the time in the areas Allah Ta'ala has chosen. The great amount of sacrifice have been given these areas. Ji bhai, who's ready, inshallah? And 4 months is not only for the youngsters. Today we are only worried about the youth. But 4 months is for everybody. 4 months is for everyone. Everybody can make intention. Up to the age of 70, 80, we found people, they have been given 4 months at that age in South Africa, from South Africa. So we make effort on everybody. Put our hand on every person. Do not leave any person. Ji, make our intention, inshallah. Who is there, inshallah? We got jamaat, we come out from Ramadan, a lot of fikr took place, a lot of jamaat came into our localities, a lot of mulaqats took place. So in our masjids, we should as masjid wards, write names down of people who, we write everybody's name down in our locality, and make effort on everybody. All make niyat, inshallah ta'ala. Once in a life, and 4 months every year now, free ourselves, as Haji Sahib said, Allah Ta'ala will free us, put ourselves forward, Allah Ta'ala will make the intizam, Allah Ta'ala makes preparations. Anybody else ready? 4 months, inshallah. 4 months from our different zones, different areas, different masajids. We all make intention, inshallah. All make intention. It will spend 4 months, some from now in our lifetime. A few months that are remaining, a few years of our life are remaining. All make intention, inshallah ta'ala. Those jamaats, anybody ready for 40 days as well? Jamaats are getting ready now to go out in the part of Lalda. 40 days. Chilla jamaats, inshallah, there's only one jamaat working in our whole central zone, the whole of our province. At the moment, there's only one jamaat. So more and more jamaats, inshallah, ta'ala. Before we know it, the istima will be already on our doorstep. So from now, we make effort. Take out 40 days jamaats in our masjids. We make fikr, those who haven't spent their time. Dua amal, who's there? Anybody ready for 40 days? Any satis ready for 40 days? Anybody has made intention to spend 40 days in the parvat Allah? We can make intention now for cash or for following month. Westville, how many brothers from Westville? One jamaat Adnan? Make fikr, inshallah. One jamaat from Westville. Allah kabul, Allah accept, inshallah ta'ala. Who is there? It's a pingo. One jamaat, Hafiz Haji Ahmed Randri, inshallah. Hassan Kadwa, two jamaats. So, like this, inshallah ta'ala, jamaat get ready in our zones, in our masjid, start in our masjid, start in our locality, start in our halka. Start in our halka, start in our zones. And in this way, the jamaat get ready, inshallah. Anybody ready for cash? There are still jamaats that are out. 40 days cash in the part of Allah Ta'ala.
spending the time in the power of Allah, to free ourselves from our dunyawi takazas and to correct our yakin, as Haji Sahib said, we coming in the power of Allah. One jamaat to West Africa, inshallah, from Central Zone, from Overport Halka, inshallah, one jamaat ready for Africa. 40 days West Africa, Haji. Nice takaza, Haji. Easy takaza, not so difficult. Allah has made things easy nowadays, inshallah. So we make some fikr in our zones, in our localities. Take it home. When the masturat gets ready, they'll make fikr, inshallah. They'll make dua, they'll make amal, they'll phone masturat, they'll get the jamaat ready. We have just put ourselves forward. We found it in our locality. We just go home and say 3 days, they're ready. They'll get the jamaat ready. All make niyat, inshallah. Get our jamaat ready, our masturat jamaat. One is different takazas, different localities, different areas.
One jamaat is from June, one masturat jamaat, chilla.
In June also there's a masturat jamaat getting ready for one chilla. So all these English-speaking countries, they're waiting for jamaats. Whether it's from America, South America, North America, Europe, our Africa. Allah Ta'ala has made easy nowadays. There's no difficulty, not much mujahida. All make intention, inshallah. We'll make some fikr, make some niyat, make some harakat. Mashuras are taking place regularly. So try and encourage brothers, bring more and more brothers with us to Masjid Hilal, Shabe Juma. That's our daily effort, a weekly effort. Then we bring brothers with us, inshallah. Just put our hand on the brother. Encouragement. Just put a hand on brother. Every Friday there's bayan taking place, fikr taking place. So we have that fikr, Allah Ta'ala will bring ruju. We just have to have that fikr, that worry, that concern, dua, amal. In this way, inshallah ta'ala, we will find Allah Ta'ala will bring more and more people. Inshallah, so any other takaza? We all make intention, inshallah. One person bring more and more people to masjid and make more fikr in our masjids, in our zones. Long weekend now, mashallah, long weekends. There's like 2 long weekends. We can take so many people out for 3 days. So we can start now this week. Put names down. Each sati in the masjid take 5 names. You make fikr on that, you'll have 2-3 jamaats in the long weekend. Many people are off. Many people have given holiday in the long weekends. So masurat jamaats, men's jamaats, students jamaats, inshallah, those youth also. Schools are being closed for a certain week. Monday is a holiday and Thursday is a holiday, so the whole week the school is closed. So you got long weekend and you got the following weekend. All make niyat, inshallah, weekday jamaats also. And like this, inshallah, you take more and more youth out and more professional people. And whoever else we can put our hand on, we'll find, inshallah, khid benefit. This will increase our masjid war. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Jamaat's zones can sit and make fikr, inshallah.
Subhanallah wa hamdi, subhanakallah wa hamdika nashallah.
4 months, those made niyat for 4 months to the right hand side, please. Few brothers, inshallah, come to the right hand side. Those of us made niyat for 4 months and 40 days. Jazakallah.
Subhanallah wa hamdi, subhanakallah wa hamdika nashallah. La ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.